NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up, y'all, man? It's your boy King Germ, aka the Black Pilgrim, aka the Black Indian Native American, excuse me. Let me get PC on y'all hoes. What up, man? You know what I'm saying? Just taking this time out to holler at y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? We still gonna get y'all a Frocast this week, man. It ain't gonna really be a Frocast. It's just gonna be really me talking about some things that's going on and you know, just the holiday season and everything. Basically like a vent. So, you know, excuse me why I vent. I'm going to go ahead and say that. You know, some things going on in the world, man. We just had the Ferguson situation where we had the police officer that gunned down Michael Brown. He was not indicted. So basically they said that charges, they didn't feel like whatever happened in the street that day, the incident of a man being killed, it was not worthy of even going to trial. And this man didn't even get his fair day in court from the grand jury that came, their ruling that came back. Like, Michael Brown's not gonna get his fair day in court. He was murdered and the word of Mr. The officer, I don't know his name, who cares? You know, I don't fact check. Darren Wilson, I think that's his name. You know, it's not gonna even be fucking looked into. Like, he said Michael Brown went for his gun, and you know, that's good enough when you're a black man. You know, that's good enough excuse when you're dealing with the black suspect. You know, we always going for the gun. We always reaching for a gun, and that's always the excuse, you know, that they use when they use deadly force against a black suspect. You know, today is the 25th of November, and I just read in the news that a 12-year-old kid in Cleveland was shot down by the police. A 12-year-old kid. I'm going to say it one more time. A 12-year-old kid was shot down by the police in cold blood. And not in cold blood, because I'm going to tell you the situation. I'm going to give you a little backstory. They said a kid was running around like a recreation center or a park or some shit like that. And somebody called in and was like, hey, it's a kid walking around the playground pointing a gun at people. I think it's a toy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's waving it at people. So, boom, we got that. Police arrive. This is their story. You know, this is their story. They tell the little kid to put his hands in the air. And then when he didn't, they said he reached for his waist. And when he reached for his waist, they assumed he had a gun. And so they shot him. They shot this 12-year-old in the torso, and come to find out he had a replica airsoft gun, which was like, you know, a little, it looked like a little black gun. He didn't say he had took the orange safety thing off of, protective off of it. So, you know, it looked like a gun, and they killed a 12-year-old boy. A 12-year-old boy. Like, I think the police are a little too trigger happy when it comes to black kids. It's like they're deemed aggressive off the rip, and so you have to use deadly force against black suspects. Like, I just don't understand why these police officers are continue to gun down brown people, not just black, but brown people. You know what I'm saying? My Mexicans and my Latino brethren, they feel the same struggle that us black people feel. So brown people are under attack by the police. And it's like the police, nobody can check them. Like, who can check the police? Like, they're the only people they're allowed to kill people and justify it. Like, I couldn't go out and kill another man and without, you know, and no charges be brought about me, and just the way it's going down. Like, I mean, it's like something, like, I don't understand. I don't never look at what's going on, man. I vote to vote. I might need to start paying more attention to what I'm voting on, but it's like, the gun law, something need to be done, man. It's too many guns, man. It's too, like, guns, like, you can easily get a firearm in, like, a day in most states. Like, you can walk in and get some sort of, like, a rifle and walk out. You know, a handgun, you still got to wait, like, the 3 days. But you can get some kind of firearm in a lot of states in the same day. And it's just, like, we love guns in America. And all of this, I just don't understand. But right now, I'm just, like, I don't know, man. I really thought we had this one in the bag because of, you know, way things were. You know, I was like, hey, man, we just a changed world, man. It's 2014. You know, we more accepting of gays. Like, you know, we got gays, lesbians, transsexuals. Like, we are more understanding, but we still don't get black people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why, but, you know, it continues to happen. I don't know what we need to do as a people, black people, what we need to do to stop this. I don't understand why we're not valued as human beings. It's just not, we're not, there's no value in being black. And you know what I'm saying? And I hate to say that, like on this glorious holiday of Thanksgiving, which is another rant that I was going to go into, which I'm just going to go ahead and segue into that. I'm going to finish the rant, but you know, we just need to be more valued as human beings in the eyes of the justice system. And just as far as America, like, we helped build this country too. This is our fucking country too. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. We have you know, the history. I ain't say we're not proud of it because, hell, it made us who we are. But the way it is, it hasn't been fair to us. But we built this fucking country. It's our country, too. Just as much as it is yours, it's ours. So you need to get used to that. And that's, you know, that segues into my, you know, what I'm thankful for, man. You know, I'm thankful. You know, Thanksgiving is not, like, you know, I don't know the whole story about the Pilgrims and the Native Americans, but I'm pretty sure you can look it up on Google, Wikipedia, and it could tell you what happened. But I know this holiday, Thanksgiving, is a glorious day. It's a day to show what you're thankful for. In my eyes, this is how I celebrate it. You know, I don't know how you think, look at Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, I look at it as a day of reflection of things I'm thankful for. I like to have a bounty of food, family and friends, and just, you know, a good festive day, like everybody be merry. And, you know, just a day of just, you know, family, friends, football. You know, that's what Thanksgiving is all about. Things you just love and just, you know, just, hey, everybody, you know, having a good time, you know, and that's just, you know, that's what it's about. Like, I know some people go into the story, talk about the Pilgrims and all that, but hey, that's fine. That was a long time ago. The Pilgrims were the original terrorists or something, I do believe they said. And, you know, because they came over here and fucked up the Native Americans. So, yes, they were terrible. But, yeah, we're not going to get into that, man. We're talking about Thanksgiving here. Yeah, let me stop because I'm rambling. You know, I just want to tell you a couple things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my Nappy Afro brothers, man. You know, Be Easy, that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? Me and him, man, you know, that's like, you know, that's my brother, man. Real life, man, that's my dog, man. I got mad love for him. It's all right. That I'm thankful for him, man, sticking with me every week doing these forecasts, man. The artist formerly known as GQ Blue, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you are a good dude, man. Tonight he had stopped the rally for 4.5 minutes, stopped up traffic outside the KFC Center in Louisville where the Cardinals play basketball. Traffic, you know, that was crazy. In respect for the 4.5 hours that Michael Brown's body lay down the street and no help. A dead body lay in the street for 4 hours, which is despicable in America. But, you know, that's another rant for another day. I'm thankful for all the people that come to Nafi Afro that keep us, that make us want to keep doing it, man. Because, you know, so many times we want to quit, but we keep doing it, man. You know, and because it's y'all, man. So, you know, we thankful for that, man. I'm thankful for my family. You know, they keep me grounded, keep me doing, you know, keep me having a purpose in life, man. Because I don't know what I'd be doing if I ain't had them, man. So, you know, really, I'm thankful for them. I'm just thankful for just having life, being healthy and everything, seeing another year, man. So, you know. But, I don't know. But, yeah, that's just all, you know, just a thankful episode. You know, I want to thank you guys for checking us out every week. You know, that's about it, man. I don't know, man. I'm not going to bore y'all to death, man. It's a little quick episode. Give y'all some music, man. That's about it, man. That's how we're going to do it, man. Nappy Afro episode 130, I don't know. So whatever they tell you it is, that's what it is. This King Germ, a.k.a. Young Ozone, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Ultra Shock, you know how it is. You know how I do, you know? So I'm out, man. Peace. I can see the darkness in me and it's quite amazing. Life and death is my mystery and I want to taste it. Step aside of my mind and you're my curiosity, animosity, high velocity, I can prophesize meditation. Reminisce on my wonder years and I wonder, yeah. Sentiments of my words ain't been so sincere. It's intimate to my nerve that I just persevere. The big daughter for the dark disappear to my faith. They say their head is real. Analyze my demise, I say I'm super anxious. Recognize I deprive this fear and then embrace it. Vandalizing these walls only if they can talk. Conversations don't contemplate to my dark thoughts. Looking down on my soul now. Tell me I'm in control now. Tell me I can live long and I can live wrong and I can live right and I can sing song and I can unite with you that I love, you that I like. Look at my life and tell me I fight. Is that final destination? Is that fonts of information? Is that fonts of inspiration? Is that crack the installation? Is that quantum dropping that fist pumping that bomb detonation? Please don't bomb my nation. And bomb me flew away and I got my control and I'm here. You gon' hate me when I'm gone. Ain't no blood pumping, no fear. I got hope inside of my bone. Is that life beyond your own life? This ain't physical for mankind. This that outer body experience. No coincidence. You been dying. Bitch, your shit.
Jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.